Hello, this is Linda Nygaard, and I am here at Voice of Vashon Studio. Welcome to Stirring the Pot. I hope you'll pull up a chair and join us for a little chat today and listen as my guest and I tell stories and share experiences of the many ways food affects our lives, our culture, our history, our kitchens, ourselves, and our communities. Today's guest is Robbie Rohr. Robbie is the executive director of the Vashon Mori Community Food Bank. Hi, Robbie.
Hey.
I'm so glad you're here. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You braved the cold and got out of the ice.
Yeah.
Here we are. I was curious, too, about how has the weather affected the food bank?
As you might imagine, in a pretty significant way. Thank goodness for cell phones and texting and people who are, you know, intrepid. So we're making announcements on the Voice of Vashon announcements page, but we are not doing our evening distributions, just our morning distributions. And we did home delivery to our 30 customers a day late. And we are putting out emergency bags at 4 sites in the community for people who need that.
Where are those sites?
Yeah, they are Engels on Mori.
Okay.
And let's see, Windmere and John L. Scott and the Eagles.
Okay. So can I just go by and pick up a bag? Is that how that works?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Is there anything else that you'd like for people to know with regard to the storm or availability of food if somebody's hungry out there?
Sure. Yeah. I was going to say that one of the most interesting things that I like to say in terms of outreach is that if somebody's hungry, that's the only qualification for coming to get food at the food bank. You know, we do ask for some demographic data, but basically, if you say that you're hungry, we believe you, and we believe that food is a basic human right and that you should get it. So it's not too different either way for that.
That's really great. I think many of us have a core belief that nobody should be hungry. And I mean, I like to think that most of us have that belief system.
Yeah.
However, statistics show that there are more hungry people than we know. I read 1 out of 7 households.
We are tracking 1 out of every 9 individuals, 1 out of every 7 households.
Okay. And how about Washington State's ranking in the entire United States?
That's a really good question, and I don't actually know, but I think you do.
Well, I read that we're 25th. We're right in the middle of people that have everything and people that have nothing. So we do need help. And I think everybody knows about the food bank, but I don't think they know what the food bank really is. Everybody can say food bank. Oh yeah. So I'd like to talk about that a little bit so we can learn more about it. And first of all, I'd like you to explain a little bit of the history of the Vashon Mori Community Food Bank.
Sure. Well, way before my time, back in the big recession that happened when Boeing was in crisis, a group of people started an informal food bank out of the Presbyterian Church here in town.
On Vashon.
Yeah. And which is actually was the beginning of most food banks. They're usually grassroots community organizing efforts that come out of recognition by a group of committed citizens that there's a need that isn't being met. So there certainly was a need at that point for food. I don't think that the need has ever really gone down. I think that was just the instigating event. So we actually incorporated we've been in business ever since. We incorporated as a 501c3 nonprofit in 1991.
Okay.
Cool. And are currently at Sunrise Ridge up at the very end of the hill.
So you've been there 4 years.
Yes.
And prior to that, you had many years of experience in nonprofit directorships. Yep. So you're really well suited to this job. And I've heard of some really good changes that have gone on up there. Can you tell me
about that? The one that we're happiest about, I think, is that we're moving steadily towards what we call a grocery store model. If you think back to your kind of stereotypes of food banks, it's usually people handing out a sack that has canned vegetables and canned fruit and maybe some peanut butter. Nothing very exciting. But the grocery model says to set up something that looks as much like the experience you would have at Thriftway or IGA. Where you walk around and pick out what you need. We basically are, whenever possible, basically our standard is just take what you need for the week. Some people come weekly, some people come less frequently. Mm-hmm. It's up to them. And then we only have limits on things that are of limited quantity and of prime value. So, for instance, fish, chicken, usually it's just the main protein mm-hmm. sources.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's much more, the word somebody used was that people have a lot more, that they're able to represent themselves more, that people choose their pace, they choose what they want, they don't feel as much like someone's watching.
Like it's a handout. It doesn't feel quite like a handout.
Right,
well,
right.
I our listeners don't know, but you took me on a tour of the food mm-hmm. bank just this morning, and I was so surprised. I volunteered there about 5 years ago, and it's a completely different place from what it was before. Yeah. And I just saw happy people uh-huh. in there, people having conversations. Yeah. I ran into a couple of my old friends, uh-huh. and we chatted and talked a little bit. Yeah. I was really amazed at the amount of storage you have and uh-huh. how it stays so organized.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about who does that organization and how that works?
Yeah. I mean, you just brought up so many interesting things. And I would like to go back for a second, if I can.
Sure.
That, we have an excellent board of directors, and, mm-hmm. and several of our board members are motivated partially by conversations they have with people they've known for ages who, in fact, don't even know we have a food bank.
Really?
On island,
oh,
which
well.
Which is almost impossible to believe, but
it
true.
Is impossible to believe.
And also, which I know we are going to get to a little bit later, but are also highly motivated by occasionally running into people who say things like, well, those people don't really need it, do they?
Right.
So I think there is a fairly limited but a core still of people who are not aware that hunger is a real issue on Vashon. So now I've forgotten your original question, right?
Well, let's continue in that vein and talk about hunger on Vashon mm-hmm. and who's hungry mm-hmm. and how many there are and what are we doing?
Yep. So the language we like to use to help people understand that is that, it's your neighbor or it's mm-hmm. your friend. And in many cases, it could be you. There's a lot of cliches that are actually true. The notion that people are just, one paycheck away from, being insecure.
Right.
Or, one illness or, one death in the family. The people that we see, when I go to Thriftway, I'm constantly running into, both customers and volunteers, many of whom are the same people, which is quite wonderful. But, folks who work at Thriftway, people who work for the school district, people who work for human service organizations, lots and lots of people who are devoted to the arts but can't make a living at that.
Right.
People on social security, if the average rent were $1,400-$1,500 and you were making $2,000
right.
and that was your only source of income, then you would have to depend on other resources.
Well, that's one thing I was going to mention is that the housing crisis has certainly mm-hmm. driven the numbers up, I would think.
Oh, yeah. It's and another interesting way to think about a food bank is that it allows people to save money that they can spend on other things, which in many cases on Vashon is housing, because the mm-hmm. crisis for people of limited and middle income for housing is extreme.
Right. It is. Yeah. And a lot of people want to work here but can't afford to live here. So
when a lot of people are moving off island and a lot of the major businesses are finding it hard to recruit anymore.
Right. They are. I know that.
And we have people come in on a regular basis who say that their long-term housing is being pulled out from underneath them.
Yeah. It's hard. Things are hard mm-hmm. for a lot of people right now. Let's talk a little bit about stigma mm-hmm. and how you have addressed that issue, because people are embarrassed to ask. Mm-hmm. It's hard to ask for help when things are not good in your world. It's hard to reach out. Mm-hmm. Do you have advice for people or anything you'd like to say about, I don't dare go there, I'm embarrassed?
Yeah, I wish I had something really profound. It's probably the one question that continues to really make me sad is that mm-hmm. I don't know how to address that. How we address it in terms of environment is by trying to make sure that it's always a respectful environment mm-hmm. that is totally non-judgmental. But we do find one thing I could say, this is one piece of helpful information. A lot of people will say they don't come because someone needs the food more than they do. And I genuinely appreciate that.
Right.
The truth of the matter is we have enough food for everybody who wants to come. So that's not a reason to not come if you need it. I would say just basically that the concept that food banks are for people who are down and out is an outmoded concept.
I think food banks are
an ongoing part of a vibrant community, and they serve the people who simply can't stretch their resources.
Right, right. Well, let's talk about that for a minute. Mm-hmm. The distribution channels and the avenues that mm-hmm. you use, and where does the community come in to support the food bank, and how does all that work?
Yep. Yeah, it's a lot more complex than people probably realize. It's I was saying actually earlier when you were visiting, is that it's a combination of a business model, which also has you know the values of a nonprofit and uses volunteers along with staff
along
and relies
staff,
on
yeah.
donations in kind as well as donations of money. So I mean that's the complexity of it. But we are actually a food pantry. The food banks are actually the large organizations like Food Lifeline and Northwest Harvest who are in business in order to channel food from other sources
out. I didn't know that.
I know.
A food pantry. I like the idea of that. I like how that sounds. I'm going to the pantry.
Yeah. So we do weekly drives into Seattle to Thriftway and IGA with a big truck, a big 22-foot truck.
Okay.
And come back with that absolutely loaded to the gills. We do a pickup from Thriftway and IGA every week.
On the island.
On the island, yeah. Those plus the food drives that we do frequently throughout the year, the individual donations that people drop off, and a lot of folks don't know that we actually supplement fairly significantly with donations of money to purchase the things that we're not given mm-hmm. so that we mm-hmm. can actually meet community need. So it's really a combination. Oh, and you know, government money is very small, less than 13% of our budget, so that's tiny.
Has that changed since this administration has taken over? Are you seeing any effects of that?
The only thing that's really changing is that as a result of some of the policies on trade and tariffs, we're getting more what they call government commodities, which is food that is not being sold and so needs to be given out. But
we looked at some of that. It sure looks different from how we thought about commodities in the 60s and 70s. It looks really different. Do you want to talk a little bit about what programs mm-hmm. are working and how you're doing that?
Yep. So the main program that we do is the distribution on site, mm-hmm. which is four times a week, Wednesdays and Thursdays from 11 to 1 and 10:30 to 11 for people who need a little extra time, Wednesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 7. And then we do home delivery. And the criteria for home delivery is that you need food and you can't get out to get it.
So to do that, do mm-hmm. I just call the mm-hmm. food bank? Is that how that works?
Yeah. Okay. And then we have an application form where we gather demographic mm-hmm. data, which we don't use for any other purposes. But yeah, that's what you do. So we serve about maybe 220 households a week. And like I said, in last year, it was about 630 families, some of whom came regularly, some of whom came occasionally. Mm-hmm. And that turned out to be about, 1,400 individuals unduplicated, which just means if you count everybody who comes once, and mm-hmm. then you start counting them again every time they come. But the number of how many distinct individual people on Vashon. So last year it was about 1,400. And the population is estimated at about 11,000.
Okay.
So, and we collect data on a monthly basis. And yesterday I looked at last year's data compared with this year's.
I was going to ask you about January. Yeah. How are we doing?
Well, it's up by about, in sheer numbers, it's up by about maybe 80 households, maybe 150 individuals.
So, from a year ago.
Being significantly mm-hmm. used more than it was last year.
And do you, what about children? What are mm-hmm. we doing on off seasons and that kind of thing?
Yeah, thanks. So well, we do picnics in the park, which many of you are familiar with, which I think most folks love because of many things. One is that it just feels like the childhood we all wish we had. parents come with their kids get to run around, they're safe, they choose healthy food, there's people doing activities. The board started that 5 years ago to make sure that kids who would normally get free and reduced lunch still have access to healthy food. Intentionally started it so that it's open to everyone. We don't ask any questions about people's need. It's just there. And last year we've been going up about at least 20% every year. Wow. Last year we served over 500 kids and over 5,000 meals.
During the summer.
During the summer months, yeah.
Wow, yep. That's great. Yeah. And so, I've seen that distribution going on, and the kids playing and the moms
so
talking. And
yeah.
It's an old-fashioned picnic, really, in the heart of our little village, and I think it's quite wonderful.
I would like to say, too, that we are supported by local businesses in that, and we'll be asking for sponsorships again this year as a way for the community to support it.
And did you hear that, community?
There you go.
We need your help.
Yeah. The other piece I wanted to say was that we've recently started a relationship with the school district, and we're very, very happy to do that. We are delivering small amounts of food on a weekly basis to Chautauqua and McMurray and the high school, as well as Student Link.
So how do the kids get the food?
It varies depending on the school. Mostly the counselors and the people who are most familiar with the kids and the Sally from the cafeteria are putting together bags for people who they know need food that they can take. They're also putting food out for as a pantry that people can just take from for the high school. For the elementary school, they're more having stuff available for kids who don't have healthy snacks or possibly healthy lunches, although the school is very, very committed to making sure that everybody who needs, you know, lunch and breakfast is getting that. So
well, and they have a whole new food program there too, which is fabulous, and we'll talk about that at another time. But they're very conscious of that, and I'm so proud of the community that will just really take care of its children no matter where they are and what they're doing. That's kind of leads me into another question, because one of the things that happens, I think, with people is they forget about compassion. We're having a lot of fun in the community. We're having a lot of really wonderful arts and musics and, you know, musics,
I like it.
And I just wonder if there's a way that we could glamorize compassion a little bit, you know,
like that.
Yeah. And have people offering with their hearts. How has that been on Vashon? Are you having a lot of personal involvement? Do people come to the food bank and help you?
Yeah, we had, I'm going to get the figures wrong, but over 200 active volunteers last year who donated more than 6,000 hours of volunteer time. So that's really significant. And we get lots of folks who donate to us monetarily as well as through food. You know, compassion is I think the main, if I had to identify one, I don't know what you want to call it, one emotion, one attribute to that's missing in our world in general, it would be compassion. And you know, when I try and imagine what that really feels like and means, it's like, I mean, what would it really feel like to be in someone else's body living their life? And I truly believe that the fact that I've been born, you know, a white woman in the United States to a middle class family is quite fortunate for me, and not do anything about myself. I think those of us who are in those situations really do have it as hopefully kind of a blessed responsibility to try and be compassionate towards people whose lives are more difficult.
Well put. I think compassion is a responsibility. If we
have
the pleasure of living in the community and caring for the community, caring for the less fortunate is really important, and it's a responsibility we all have. I need to take a break for a second, speaking of sponsors, and thank one of our sponsors, Windermere. Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. We love you, Windermere. We want to talk to, or I want to talk about gleaning. And I know that there are several kinds of definitions for gleaning, and I understand there's a program either in the works now or is already started.
You're very good, because you're helping me back to one of your original questions, which I didn't finish, which is what kind of programs we have.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So we just so I don't forget again, we also have a garden, and we welcome people to volunteer in the garden with us. We have a very part-time garden coordinator. Last year, we provided about 1,000 pounds of
garden is beautiful.
Nutritious food. Yeah.
It's fun to watch it.
Yeah. But the other program, we're in our second year of a collaboration with the Food Access Partnership, which is part of VIGA, which is the Vashon Island Growers Association. And it's called Harvest for Vashon. We have applied for and been granted a 3-year commitment for an AmeriCorps Vista it's not a volunteer, but it's it's a staff person that's paid for by the government, mm-hmm. very highly competent folks, and they're developing a program for us that whose point is to just increase access of fresh foods to people who don't normally have access to them. So it's focusing on something we call Grow Row, which is people intentionally planting something and then bringing food to the food bank.
Oh, that's interesting. So if I'm a gardener, I could plant a row or two in my garden as designated for you.
Yep.
That's wonderful. Yep. I love that.
And then gleaning is the second part of that. And for us, gleaning is, I actually asked Cassidy Berlin, who's our current AmeriCorps Vista, how she would explain it today. Mm-hmm. And she said that it's a service to the community that we provide that allows food that's not going to be used to be not go to waste. And so people, we recruit people who would like to help pick food that is excess to the person whose property it's on for whatever reason.
Right.
And we organize them going out at the request of the property owner to pick or harvest whatever mm-hmm. they have, and then it goes back to the food bank.
And then from there, you're figuring out how to mm-hmm. distribute fresh and or mm-hmm. preserve it.
Exactly right. So we do the, it's pretty cool to actually be there when fresh produce goes out. I mean, because I actually have been hoping that that would be something that might address the kind of hesitation people have to use the food mm-hmm. bank. You know, if you go back to the old stereotype of, you know, you get cans of corn and beans and blah, 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 which is boring.
Or some dry red kidney beans.
Yeah, I still might get those. But you also have access to the best produce on islands.
I was so impressed. And I know that you didn't have what you usually have when I was there because of the storm. But the apples were beautiful and crisp and hard. And it all just looked beautiful.
Yeah. So it's both for gardeners mm-hmm. And occasionally for farmers. The notion for farmers is more, you know, if you have excess crop that you're just going to compost,
right,
and you'd like to see a different function for it, we will send folks out. And then, as you said, I mean, you can only give out so many apples and plums, and mm-hmm. those are two pairs on island that we get a lot of. So we are looking to be able to try and bring together a committed group of people who want to look into preserving foods for other seasons, and we will be looking at dehydration. We'll be doing some canning, although that's a little difficult, more difficult than, you know, the dehydration.
We really need a big kitchen for that.
Yeah. And people are good about, we have a lot of commercial kitchens on island. But so I would make a pitch, you know, if someone would be interested in being a gleaner mm-hmm. or in possibly having your property helped along, you know, by someone in a period of excess, you could call the food bank and ask for Cassidy. We're also collecting a small amount of money to try and buy the kinds of equipment we would need to do
for harvesting.
Harvesting mm-hmm. For dehydration and preservation. It's a very exciting program.
Well, that's really exciting. That gets my heart going fast. I drive a lot around the island in what I do, and I am just amazed at how many gardens I see with piles of squash, or I see the, you know, obviously the apples aren't going to get picked, and the last of the tomatoes are just hanging on the vines, and it bothers me every year, and I think gleaning is a wonderful idea. Are you familiar with Agnès Varda in France?
No, I'm not.
Well, Agnès Varda is, she made a movie called The Gleaners, and I would recommend that everybody watches it. It's a beautiful movie. She's an artist and an activist, and her premise is that all people need to go gleaning and see what it takes to harvest food and how beautiful it can be and what it provides to you in the end when you share a little bit of the work in the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I think volunteers would get some of that same feeling.
Yep.
So anyway, it's Agnès Varda, V-A-R-D-A, and the film is The Gleaners. It's old, but I think it's on Netflix. Mm. I think so.
So can I make sure I could do a couple pitches?
Absolutely.
So we are going to be recruiting people for emergency situations. We're going to do an emergency, we're going to do an orientation at 5:30, the Presbyterian, the Methodist Church, Methodist Church, tomorrow, for people who might like to become volunteers in order to help out in emergencies around packing and distribution of food. And we always are looking for more volunteers. We're particularly looking for people who would like to drive, including
in emergency situations, you mean, or in general?
This is back to the normal world, just every day.
Okay.
People who would drive us, who would drive either for home delivery, which could be your own vehicle or our van, or one of our trucks for pickup. That's a huge need
okay.
for us.
Okay. And so tell me again where this meeting is going to be.
It's going to be tomorrow. The Methodist Church at 5:30. And yeah, Rachel Hetrick is our volunteer manager. So she would be the person to contact, or you could just show up.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to, is there?
You know, the heart of my vision for the food bank on Island is this is an amazing community that could, in fact, be so proud of its human service agencies. And we might be able as a community to say that we really, truly do take care of everyone. We have the capacity to do that. We have the capacity to know that no one is hungry on Vashon.
I think that's wonderful. I really admire the work you do, and I look forward to learning more. I met a few of your cohorts up there, and one of them has 14 years experience with Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And Kimberly, is that
her name? Yeah. Kimberly Norris. She's our warehouse distribution manager.
Right. And the other thing I wanted to make sure people know is that the food bank has food for your pets.
That's true.
Kay Ferris has really introduced a new program. Well, it's not new, but it's enhanced and bigger.
Yeah.
So you can actually go in and get real food for your animals. And she indicated that Pandora's has been fabulous. Can you tell me what
they think? She said 7,000. I can't remember. 7,000 pounds. An absolutely astronomical amount of food that she's managed to glean, if you will, from various
places.
From
the manufacturers,
And get to people so that they can have high-quality, free food for their pets.
Well, we want our pets to be happy, too, you know. Nobody wants a hungry dog. So I think we, in Feeding America, have notched ourselves a little place to be in that. It sounds like we're doing really well.
Yep.
And I would encourage anybody who's listening to go to the food bank. Go see what they're doing up there. It's exciting and healthy, and it makes your heart feel good.
Yeah. And you might like to pick up some food while you're there.
Well, I think so. Yeah. I was looking at some things and thought, well, I could use that.
I know.
I like that. So, Robbie, thank you so much for joining me today. I really, really appreciate your time and what you're doing in the community.
Yeah. Thanks for your interest.
It's a fabulous organization. Next week, we're going to be talking with Karen Biondo, who is doing some work through, with you, I guess we would say, and how everything is entwined together, especially on this island.
Yep.
We're going to put some more pieces of the puzzle in place next week.
Yes,
so we'll look forward
to
that too. Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Stirring the Pot at Voice of Vashon, and thank you. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.